Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. It's very good too. On the next edition. And you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. How much do you think your life is value? And do you remember before you were born? You don't remember that. But you were alive, right? Still were not born. But what sense am I making with that?
I'm just beginning my show. I called you the other day. I do it not most every day. Oh, okay. I am No, you can only listen to it. It's a black talk radio. It's not regular radio.
Okay, I can give you a telephone number. You can listen to it on the phone. You want the number? 347-850-1358. Yeah, I'm on the air right now. Not a problem. Not a problem. Yeah? All right, good. All right, yeah. Okay. I hope that hope that all is good. Let's see here. What's going on here? I don't see why they're flagging me.
This world is all about branding and marketing.
Okay. All right. Good. I just wanted to know if I am connected, because they keep on sending me this window telling me about the next show, and I'm not doing the next show. I'm doing this show. I don't know if it's to confuse me. Last time I clicked on one of them trying to say what I want to do, they cut me off. So, all right, I want to thank you for tuning in. And here I have Heady One. Nice to see you here. I was asking a question about the value of your life, like value of my life. And I have a very strong impression about life since I think a lot about the cycle of life, how long one individual lives, and what's the purpose of it? What do you do? We see people do a lot of things in life, and then they're dead and gone, and you don't. Oddly, after a while, nobody remember them. And it's not important to remember people after they're gone. But, you know, sometimes your association with some people, you can miss them. That's all right. That is very all right and normal. But attitude that people have towards life is really what that come to bother me, because, you know, the attitude that people have towards life, the substance that you experience in life, attitude is wrong. Because to live and be happy and to live healthy, and pretty soon, you know, you get old and you're going to die. This is what we know happens. Why is it that we don't understand the value of life and the attitude that we should have to ourselves and to other people, knowing that life will become of no good after a while? Because once you get old, you go into the homes or something like that, and let's say you are not sick, you know, you need people to help you. You know, what good is life when people have to help you? What is sweet about life when people have to do everything for you? I don't see that to make any sense. And you're never going to get to that level where, because you're not sick, you're not going to be helpless. Somehow, whatever that is going to be, if you're getting old, you're losing your strength. And you can live as healthy as you can, but you're going to go anyway, because it's the fate of everybody is to die at some point. So what is important to me It's the way I live and my attitude to life. And I don't see it any different with anybody else. That's the thing about it. Here we are in life today. We are in a very, very bad state because we think that AD and Adamani is an era to live life and to maybe live life in some kind of way. And all I see AD and Adamani is for a world of sodomy. If you understand what I'm saying. Because now, instead we look at life that where we are coming from, they call it BC, before Christ. And if I say to you, tell me about the world before Christ, all right? If I say, tell me about the world before Christ, then can I tell? So why is it to know what happened before Christ? What type of life the people back then lived? Why we of today not interested into the world before AD and Adamani? I find out that is a very crucial thing because AD and Adamani came in by criminal. And the first calendar that gives human life value is kicked away. And what is AD and Adamani is a fictitious and a displacement of the actual real natural calendar that means something to the human life, to civilized life then. Let's say that because not every humankind civilized. That's just a fact coming from the history that tells us this. All right. So this vanity syndrome that is built up in the world, it came to AD and Adamani. If you talk about the world before AD and Adamani, you will find a civilized world. The world is not civilized today. AD and Adamani doesn't make the world civilized. White people sodomize life today. That's why you see in all of the African countries, white people take it over and say they're ruling under AD and Adamani. You go into the history, you'll find out something is very wrong with black people who are controlled by one tiny of humanity, and they are not the real humanity either. And it's the reason why now I grew up in the church, and since I read and learn what the world is like and go to the book that is certified, And see now, I grew up with a book that is not certified at all. The Bible is not certified at all. And billions of people believe the first thing in the Bible, Adam and Eve in a garden. You can't find the garden. Now, if the good God then, that make Adam and Eve, is a spirit God, what about the place where Adam and Eve were created? Why? That place is not marked and there for every human to know it. But no, because the sodomites who wrote the Bible don't care about the civilized people. They definitely decided to get rid of civilization. And if you read, well, the history of our time here today, you know about the wars and all this kind of stuff that the white people are fighting and digging out all the gold everywhere that they can get it and make everybody be subdued under their uncivilized worldview. And where were they all the time? Over the past 2 million years, where were the white people? You think I'm hungry? You think I am angry? You think I am mad? I am only mad because of what I read in World History textbook and the way my life lived half a century, and see all the churches around, and my head was not able to think outside of the box that the Genesis creation story, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. My head could not go over that. There's nothing that I have that told me that was not true. So therefore, think about what I think for all these years. These people are provoking me by throwing a flag in my studio and telling me about another episode when I am not on another episode, right? And I can't bother to talk to them because they are sodomites. They don't understand the civilized way of life. They only like their way of life, right? Because I shouldn't be sitting here around a computer that white sodomite people own and control, and I cannot talk what I know is good to talk about, civilized stuff, history, and the Bible, and say what it is, why the Bible doesn't have anything that says the ethnic African people are hybrid. Why the Bible deny to say these people are hybrid that you read about in the Bible as Elohim created them in their image and after their likeness. Now, they come up with Adam and he, with Abraham, who found the lie about Abraham, found a God out of the skies, who make covenant with Abraham and his children. No go like that. There's absolutely not even zilch. Well, zilch, yes, all right. Zilch. There is nothing about Abraham found God out of disguise. And the only reason why we have that is the scheme that the troublemaker white people decide to make and allege that. Well, the worst thing is that black people don't care what they do. So they and be in subjection to what the white people do. Everything the white people do is all right. Well, why is that? White people say, all right, the years before they decide that they're going to make up Christ, because they make up Christ. It's a contrivance. The whole thing about Adam and Eve is a contrivance. The bad thing about it is that black people don't care that white people do these things to them. Because white people not living by anything except what they are stolen from the African people. Because they never had anything, not at all. They get education. They get all things that they do civil today. They get it from the African, the Elohim establishment on planet Earth. You see, because I have to always read this defined statement that explain a lot. When I say a lot, just about the whole thing, why black people, the world that they are in, and you can't read a Bible to understand the world. White people are telling you that you need to be safe. All of those things are sodomite, uncivilized thing that they decide to destroy the way of religion, which is not church, is the way of life of people who are hybrid. The science, history tells us that. What the Bible tells us?
Bible tell us garbage? Because nothing that the Bible is saying is true about God and a prophet and all those things. Those things are not true. I happen to come and learn, find out that these things that we are believing and following, like Christmas and Easter, these things are garbage, nonsense. You don't find them in a real history. It's the Bible. And they teach, these white people teach black people to have faith and belief. And those are the things that bind the African people from understanding themselves and the world around them, and begin to follow the church and, you know, the white people. They make it seem like it's white people write about Moses and the Ten Commandments. These things are not true. None of these things are true. And it was shocking to me when I began to realize that these things are the devil in hell stuff that black people are into. And A.D. and Adam and the calendar is what they're going to find out. They are going to feel what they never expect. Because how can black people allow white people to make up and substitute the civilized things of the world and turn it into what they want? Force you, they kill you, make talk a law and tell you must obey it. A.D. Anno Domini is not law. And if black people read, they'll find out. And go to any lawyer and ask the lawyer, what is A.D. Anno Domini? Because that's what they use as law today in most parts of the world. But talk about the United States. Right now, the court system in the United States is not legitimate. Just not legitimate. And they don't want any black people to know that. Look, these people are not civilized, but they learn some little civility. They learn to read and everything from black people. They go and get education. That's what the World History textbook says. You go read the World History, you see these white people hiding under different type of aliases. And when they do all the criminal acts all over the world, you know, you don't get to think that it is the Proto-Indo-Europeans that did it. They call themselves by aliases, like Philistines, Hittites. It's a whole bunch of different names that they sport. But the one that is most dangerous, that hurt the African people, is the one that they call Romans. No white people has ever been Romans. And it's only because they, over the past 12,000 years, they learned little civilized knowledge. And they learned to read. And because of their experience, that came higher up in the human chain or development, they are able to imitate the civilized people. But they only can imitate the civilized people. They can live like civilized people. That's why right now all the Bible is doing is reducing the life of the African people who now sit under white people sodomite rule and obey it as law. A.D. Anno Domini. Look into the history and you'll find out they came to America, they had nothing. And if you read, you will find out they never was civilized at all. Only know stone to make stone tools, okay, and light a fire. It's not until they get civility from the gods that came from above and lived on earth and do all these things on earth. That's why these white people are doing all this stuff that they're doing, and then had enough time to study the black people, you know, after they interbreed up with them, because this is a part of what they do. It's interbreed and create higher life in their culture. This is the problem. And they are very slick. What these guys, what education they have, they use it in a way and find out that the black people are not too into that. People are living down a lot of evil stuff that they don't have no control over. Right? So, now, I am a prey. Because right now, I'm doing this show. And if you know the amount of time they flagged me with this on, you are late to start the next episode. I know the last time I lose a show to them because they're telling me this whole bunch of nonsense. And, of course, I don't wake up to exactly, you know, if I click on this thing, what it's going to do. All right? So today, I am alert. I am aware. And if you know how many times they flag, drop this thing into the ceiling at the computer and talking about you're late to start your next episode. Your schedule episode and the Elohim kingship law jurisdiction of earth civilization. What law certified Bible is late? It should have started. What do you call that? 001 ago. This is not true. What they're annoying me with is not true. But it's all faggot stuff all over that black people have to deal with, and they with AD Anadamani, they are telling us that they take over our society. They set the standard. Imagine, Sodomites are telling non-Sodomite people that they must obey their laws, and we don't know that it is all their Sodomite establishment they are imposing on black people who have kingship government. Long before, kingship brought civilization. And the hybrid people are hybrid, and these white people decided they're not regarding that. But I tell you this, instead they fool around. They should come and talk what they know about history and why they have a right everywhere black people settle down and said it is theirs. And black people are afraid of telling them that we are not people who want to be gay. Black people are afraid to tell them that instead of accommodating them and allow them to take up all this social space that black people have, and they come from where you are, you know where they come from, never civilized until they get a little bit. And begin to tell us, kick us out of everywhere we are. We are not people who want to fuck others' ass. And white people must understand that. But black people have sat back and allow them to establish all of these old bunch of falsehood and uncivilized stuff. And right now, hardly anybody who know any better. I read, I know better. And if it is I alone don't understand, I want a verbal war in this case. And you listen to me good. My war is not my war. Well, I'm talking about physical weapons. My war is with words that relate to the fact. Relate to the fact that white people have never been civilized. No white people ever civilized. Because today, why they are Sodomites never have good cerebrum and cerebellum in their brain. No, they have a different type of a secretion that goes on. Why, they are fucking ass. Fucking ass is not, it's very degrading. Saying, get out of our territory. That's what I have to say. Get out. Because we have the tornadoes. We have all the things to destroy these white people who talk about, you know, they this and their that and stuff like that. Go back to the stippy where they come from. Go back to the stippy and leave black people alone. I want the gods to destroy them. Destroy them. Because life is not good for no more than living it good. Inquisition started out with crusaders. And what were they doing? Said they're making law, A.D. and Adamani law, kill the black people and take the word them have. Until this day, that's what they are doing. Black people don't realize that so-called constitution is a faggot stuff. And black people have no kind of right, no reason to be under A.D. and Adamani. Simply because white people bring their violence and I kill you. I mean, imagine so many African people in the world, different countries, and these white people can go to Iraq and kill Saddam. Saddam is not a white man. And they go into, but first of all, into Rome and over to a king. That's the first place they go and begin to grab the wealth and the way to steal everything from black people. And nobody will even talk about it. The real problem that put white out, they won't talk about it. That's what I talk about. You see, because now I don't need to respect these white people with all of the antics of them going on. I know that they are criminals. Number one, no matter what they're talking about, if you respect A.D. and Adamani, you owe them everything, even yourself and even your ass. So fuck. That's what I want to talk about. Why do they think that we are heterosexual? They are not. And the little bit of knowledge that they have and I live, you know, they come and take over everything and people don't have anything. That's what is happening. It's the most ridiculous thing on planet Earth. So I know it is true. And I know that words have power. And if you're sincere, right, if you're not in the church, because it is their sodomite institution, and use the black people's character like Abraham in a Bible, and we accept that. Too bad that they started out as criminal against the white, the black people and their wealth. They didn't, it's not because they couldn't have wealth in Europe, but they're idiots. They didn't know what to do. So everything they do is learn from black people. And then, it is in the history, and it says, they, the gods, came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished. White people never know nothing about, and they were never going to know anything about it until black people walk out of Africa, go across Asia, go to the Bering Bridge, and coming to the Americas and to various different places. And it's not uncivilized people establish places that white people run after them later on. Things are produced and they want it. And everywhere black people are, that's what they do. But this is the way it started. They don't want to read the history. They don't want to accept that black people, Chinese, Indians, and so forth, they don't want to accept that they are the summit of civilization in the human sense, because they were created hybrid human beings. There's nothing wrong with that, because it's history and nobody cannot defeat that. These sodomites want their sodomites to spread all over the world. And therefore, what is civilized must not be civilized anymore, they say so. You know, drop the guy ass and fuck his ass, and that's the life they want to spread over the world. And I said, no. I said, no. And if someone read and understand this, and you know that they're ready to kill you. These are white sodomite men, they're ready to kill you, you know. Because they have been doing it from centuries long gone. And when I just began to read and saw this article telling me about people who want to destroy civilized way of life, I'm thinking, who could want to do that? At that time, I don't know nothing about white people and them doing anything. But in your reading, because of course the church was not holding my attention, it wasn't making me the Bible, in as much as I read about the prophets and all everything from Adam and Eve from right on, and that's where my mind was, I never felt like I am somebody, a good life on my state of mind. And when I look at the confusion around the world, I never felt, you know, like, you know, I'm okay with just that type of understanding. See, they keep on dropping this flap down all the time. Said, start the next episode. You know, they're doing it for purpose. They're doing it for purpose, because they will, I mean, before they cut out what the chat that I do, you know how many that they have done? These white people are the nastiest, worse than dogs, you know? And see, I know exactly what to say, because I don't owe them anything. And really, if you go out there and start to fight violence and stuff like that, that would never get you anywhere. Come on, the way life's supposed to be. You have to do that. Because, to thinking that they're going to do things because they control everything in society. Well, it is going to get to the point where people going to find out, because what they are sitting on right now, they're too uncivilized to understand the position that they put themselves in. They are honest fuckers. They don't have good brains to think and to live civilized. They do not tell them. If you're not ready to argue and make sense, because they read, they know a lot of things and why they are doing what they're doing, and they find out that they have advantages because black people don't know. Black people are not reading enough, and they carry us and give you education in a university. Why do you think sodomite is going to come to our country, our territory, and have control of everything over us? Oh, what do you make of that? The civilized people. I'm called the black people, their civilization. How black people become white people's civilization? And they take every important thing that are produced and left behind here by the gods. They take all of it. And even what they call government, it's all imitation that they have as government. It's never government because they don't want no real government. They want, it's a new world order and everybody must honor it. Well, look here. I'm telling you that black people need a lot of pity. And you look at Africa and find out that had we African government to protect the black people, we would not have a world like we are today. What is the reason Africa, African Union, and the entire government never interfere with what the white people do to black people? Can you tell me? Can you tell me why Africa does not interfere with it? Can you tell me why Africa load up ships, white men ships, after they steal all of the money and have money now since 509 BC? Go to Rome, Italy, and see where the Pope is at, and see if I'm lying that they overthrew the king in Italy and put a faggot there, Roman Catholic, you know, the name, and even call their Pope Roman. All of them call themselves Roman, and they go to Palestine and conquest Palestine. Now, what is that? They are Indo-European, and there's nobody else in the world uncivilized but them. Okay? So when they're talking about some other group of people and stuff like that, the only criminal them planet on Earth is white people of Europe. Why, you when you talk about European, you're not talking about Chinese or nobody else. They are the criminals. That's what the history shows. They never had tongue. They never know nothing else than shoe and tool and to catch animal and they call it gathering. Okay? That's the fact. White people, it doesn't matter how you see them, and some of them may be nice. They are not nice unless they are in Europe. Okay? They are nice mixing up with us and using everything and say, oh, it belongs to them, not to us. Yeah. They still keep on dropping down this thing. But someday, story is going to come to bomb. And they're going to find out that they are on a shitting fucker. That's what white people are. And if you think they're above that, you tell me why. Here's a number. Anybody can call me and talk to me. Because this is something, you know, it's just outrageous to me. The way I was born, my parents are Christian, only to come and find out now that these fucking ass people mess up the world to where I born to parents who do not know Christianity is shit. They didn't know that. Okay? And anybody who thinks that I have it wrong, come and tell me. The number is 347-850-1358. Nothing that sets me on fire until, a bulk of this impression come all over me. And there is no reason why we are civilized and we cannot defend ourselves. At least tell these honest fuckers to get out. Because our honest fuckers are sodomites. They are created, evolved sodomites, Homo erectus. That's why today, all of the wealth and stuff they have, they want sodomy to be the thing that is recognized and heterosexual. And heterosexual is what fills the world with civilization. It's not them, but they want to take this whatever they want of civilization and use it for themselves. And black people get kicked off. It's not going to go that far. It's not going to go further than where we are today. And there is nature in us. If we get away from their church and their Jesus, it will, the nature of civilization is lost when we accept the church, because the church was never there. When they talk about before Christ, there was no church. So where the church come from? It come from these white sodomites over the past 12,000 years from the Neolithic period. They learn something more about their humanity and to where, oh, they can read now and do all kind of thing. But you read about the first calendar and how it was established, and then you know that, oh, these white people now, you know, we need to kick them out. But when they are a tiny fragment of humanity, low-level development, and they come now into breed with Neanderthal. See, I'm very sure they would like for no black people to come around and sustain talking the foundational fact before Christ. They have it and persuading black people to baptize and to have the Holy Ghost and all this kind of stuff. And all of it, they get those type of thinking when they are fucking the other guy's ass. It's nothing more than that, my friends. And you think that I probably, you know, be dreadful and stuff like that. But that is what needs to stop this whole bunch of ugliness on planet Earth. White people who endeavor to fuck us. And they endeavor right now, I can tell you that for sure. Go into great detail. That's what they want. Telling you that up front. But if you are paying attention to what they do and see the progress that they have made, because black people shut up, you will know that's what they want. Because, I mean, they would not come out to all of our territory with no intention of going back to where they come from. Why they come here and talk about America? Why they don't talk about Europe? They are Europeans. Right? And we are not serious. And it's the reason why they are here kicking us out of where we are. Properly. You know, I am talking here on the radio and stuff like that. And, you know, this go all around the world. They don't want me to spread this because they are way ahead of us. And it has to take something more than ordinary to put a crack into what they're doing. You see what I mean? And that's what has commenced now. They have a crack into the code that allowed up in the Bible. We understand the code now. No Jesus at all whatsoever come to earth to die for sin. Because none of that is not in the Bible. Take up the Bible and read it real good. Proverbs 8, Isaiah, and St. John's first chapter, where those two Old and New Testament agrees with way back in time, God begot a son. Not a God like that. You see, God is a silhouette. And if you know the truth, the silhouette gone after something else. We are at a time that we must read stability for our existence. These white people is showing us that we don't have any existence. And they have a right to come anywhere we are and read. By what? Hey, D. Anadamani. A D is a damnable, uncivilized thing. That they're talking about bureaucracy. They don't have what you call them. They call it now democracy. It's democracy. They don't have a government. What they call Supreme Court is not a government. And the reason why nobody cannot drive me off of what it is, because it is the world authority. History. Certified. They don't have anything certified. See, they don't have any history at all to talk about. See what I'm saying? Because check out their uncivilized conduct with little knowledge to make trouble for real. They come to America. How did they come to America? What did they say? It's on record. They were dumb. They're living on the skippy. Okay? They were not living among people. They were living where maybe agricultural places and stuff like that. White people never have any civilized life at all. And they were not on simple level. They really wasn't anything. This flag down into my face about another thing. How did they come to start doing it? Yes, because to aggravate me. But look, they are aggravating. Yeah, aggravate me in a sense, but it warms me up to look at the catastrophe that these white people have created. Because of us. One of the things that amazes me is that I've never heard out of all of the 12,000 years that they're dealing with black people and interbreeding with them. I never heard that black people kill them. I've heard that. How many black people they kill. And the reason why they are able to kill black people is simply because they learned some civilized knowledge from the God's establishment. That's it. And what I'm saying, there is nobody that's going to confront me about it because they wouldn't want to confront me about it. But they know what I'm saying is true. They're busted. You see. And they need to like just drop everything and walk back to where they come. They don't bring anything here. All of the billions of dollars that they make about white people this and white people that. Nothing belong to white people. They talk about a white house. No, they're talking about white louse. It's not white house because they can't come from the steppe over the pontiff. I had the name where the steppe is, and from the steppe to a White House? Where you ever hear that from? White people are ruling black people. And the only way that they will stop is when you just give them a declaration to get out. Because they have sodomite culture. Government that they have. It doesn't cover black people at all. No African country, anybody has a right to go in there and do anything. You understand that? And that all the kingship government, kings and law code from ages ago still in the world because nobody can get rid of civilization. And the government over civilization, if you understand that. But over all this time, these white people learn to read. You see, people are not interested in reading. And I see some of that. When I'm trying to get books to read about, you know, our early development, you know, the way we were given birth to. I just couldn't find African history book to tell that. As a matter of fact, it's white, and a lot of them grew up in Palestine. A lot of these white people, after a while, realized that something is wrong. They really don't like what's going on, but there's nothing they can do about it. And a lot of them who learn to read become scholars, useful. You see, that those of us black people who don't have no education and stuff like that and certain type of knowledge that we should know. And some of these people turn out history, Sumerian history, who love the history more than the faggot type of way that they see their people do. You see, so this is the problem where we have a lot of people are perishing because it is hard to get to the information, you know, on the part of those who want to know. You see, still dropping this flap down. You want to say they this thing wouldn't do it one time and forget it? No. It's talking about 5 minutes. That I have 5 minutes. It's late. It should have started 001. And they're not even putting a time on it. However, I am not the one who is being hurt right now. Whatever hurt I am feeling, they've done it long time ago. Now, the time has come when the gods that set up the establishment of civility on earth, they're just waiting for the black people to get their senses together and leave these, you know, lead these white people back to where they come from. Instead of coming here and talk about they have all this land that belongs to the black people. You see? And they want to dig pipeline from America to Russia or something like that. See, there's no way these bugger are going to go back where they come from until black people rejoin civility. Yeah. As long as the churches are there and black people are out there, ministers, you know, looking to save souls, and those are blasphemy that black people don't know. Don't know it, because I would not know until I started to read and find out. The good gods above, why my mind become, develop an interest to read and understand, because I really think that history is real. And although I never go out and buy a history textbook, but I managed to get too big and start to read it. And I'm amazed at what I found. Because who told me about the overthrow in Italy and all the lies that they tell covering up what they overthrow and call themselves Roman at the same time? You see, and they are so stupid that you can find them easily under the aliases that they make up. Because guess what? They are the only idiots on planet Earth that is doing those things. Nobody else but them. You know, and they begin to spread out in a little group all over the place with different names and all that. So we allow them to interbreed with us. Shouldn't happen. Going to Deuteronomy 28, and you'll see how bad it is and why black people are suffering so today. And they are the biggest number of people on planet Earth. See? This is what is happening. As long as we are alive, we have the time to cure ourselves. And understand that when the thunder claps and too much water fall on the ground and a lot of things gone bad, remember, it is because we mingle with these sodomite white people. And what these sodomite white people do, write the Bible and talk about a Adam and Eve in a garden, never exists. Why would a God did that? And because he's a spirit God, he doesn't put anything established for people to see. What about all these other things that are established, some of these buildings of worship where people pay respect to the gods? So now we are on the energy that we are supposed to spin. We're not spinning it. We're not spinning the energy because we do not identify with the image and likeness we were created in, and we make these white people come and educate the world about being sodomized. And that's what they're saying. There ain't nothing wrong with being sodomized. And see, black people open their arms and believe that there's nothing wrong with it too. Some of them. And even those who don't think so, they shut their mouth. So that's how poor the power of black people is. Once we were separated from the truth, made in the image and after the likeness of the God, the Elohim, and white people come turn it into a different story, and black people don't know that. So I read it. I say, because of these heavenly visitors, human civilization flourish as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. No other way. Okay? They left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Civilization did not come any other way. Civilized human beings never come any other way. None. Search the world all over. And this is certified history speaking right here. Sumerian, right? Who brought human civility is the gods who created them. Homo sapiens sapiens. There's nothing else. But these white people teach us something different with Romans numerals and Romans, all kind of, funky nonsense and civilized stuff that they come and teach black people. When are we going to get out of it? We will get out of it when we learn the truth. Next paragraph says, in this extraordinary documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy that tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. It is not clearer than this. That's what it is. All right? And these sodomites, they are not stopping from bugging me because they don't have any civilized sense. All of the wealth were the takeaway and stuff like that. They still are faggots. And faggots are not sane people. Because like I say, the most nastiest thing, even in the Bible, they put it in there that God said, God make them male and female. All right? It's in the Bible. Even they are denying that they are not sodomized. They know to create illusion and delude people. That's what these white people are good for, to get what they want. Right? You think about Leopold in Africa, in the Congo, and what he did. 10 million people dismember their hands and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and black people don't do anything. Africa don't do anything. This is really what gets to me. Africa does nothing. It means to me something went wrong. Something went wrong. And what is it? I can only say that something evil transpired because it couldn't happen otherwise. You see? And people are more fearful of the white people than they are of the truth. Because they think white people talking truth in the Bible. If they wanted to tell the truth about the black people, they wouldn't write what they write. At least they would write something that the Bible endorses. So all the Bible endorses that they turn around and write against it, against the certified world history text, free history that talks about the way the African, and there it is, science of 2012, outline the fact of it. So it's not just they taking little scraps of it and put in the Bible. No. The whole of it is in certified history. And black people still cannot come to grips with that because they are under the AD and Adamani so-called fucking ass calendar. It's not for black people. And now that is all we need to get out. And tell them there's a penalty if they don't come out. And as long as we are not harboring evil inside of ourselves, we will have help. We will have help. We will get the help. Because when they see that we are not a part of what they're doing and say all the destruction is coming down on them, what do you think they're going to do? All over, and they want black people to forget how this situation occurred. Forget about the history. Now, you tell me, what should you forget about to lose your two eyes? If you don't know that it is not 2,000 years ago the world began and Adam and Eve sinned, if you cannot tell that, you're done. You are just alive, but you are not sober. You don't understand civilization, and therefore you're going to perish. The time is when we are alive to realize what is the truth about us, our existence. All right? So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Tim Aldred, and this is all I have to do. I don't have anything else to do. I'm not interested in anything else because the moment my heart stopped beat, that's it. And life gone into a different stage. Right now, I don't have anything else to do besides pay attention to what is true and what is, you know, a desirable thing to know that the way we were created. I mean, I'm proud about my mother and father in flesh. Right? They're passed and gone. I am here now. And I must live until my time comes. So, I'm saying there's no reason for you to bow down to somebody else when you have your own liberty and stuff like that to enjoy. Why we allow them to take it from us simply because they come and work the trick about making AD and Adam and the calendar. But the point is, if they made a calendar that was a civilized one and affect everybody alike, then you know what? You'd have to talk about this in a different way. But the fact that they actually make contrivance, that's what they have done. They bring up ideas and make it like it's real. Jesus never real. And I do not understand why it takes black people so long to make a distinction that there was no Adam and Eve in a garden. Why take that black people so long to figure that out? There was none. Because if there was, the geography is there for it to be. So we're not talking about, all right, prove a spirit God to be true. We want to prove the spirit God to be true by what the God, according to the Bible, what he has done. And what he has done is not make Adam and Eve two spirits. Where did he put them on planet Earth? These sodomite white people are writing all of these foolishness, and we believe it. And that's how they govern us, black people. You see, when they hear you talk something that drives them into the abyss, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do because guess what? They're not in line with nature. They're not in line with nature. You see? And we suffer with them. You see? The gods send, you know, serious tornadoes and blow away everything. We get blown away because we are a part of them. Get out of them and you will see the difference. All right. So they're still flogging me. So I click on the red X and it goes up. They send it back again. It's provocation. See. All right. Tell you, I don't have any place to go but where I am at and in my state of mind, going, growing, growing, growing to the perfection. These white people that think they're taking over the world and make it sodomites, they have their time to realize what they do and when they're going to be punished, as it is written, promise that they are going to suffer for what they do, right? Oh, they don't care right now because black people give them confidence. Keep on doing what you're doing. You see what I mean? When clearly we have our government and we dishonor our own government. We dishonor the Elohim that set up everything on earth, the rivers and everything like that, civilization, everything. And we disown the gods. And even Cicero, the sodomite politician, says, the gods direct and govern the civilized world. They know it too. So, my friends, thing I can tell anybody. And one thing is there is that these white people are ready to kill you as a black person because that's what their intent is to do, is to wipe out the African people completely. And they're doing it using the Bible. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand that. But that's the truth. And it is the truth to where there's nobody that you will ever see call me on this radio. 347-850-1358. Nobody's going to call me and you're going to see I take a dive. Because I'm talking history. I don't have any interest in talking about anything else. You see, I only want to make sure that I am talking the right thing that I know. You see, and if you don't want to be satisfied with that, well, that's what I'm satisfied with. Because soon and very soon, we won't be here. These white people want black people to be miserable throughout their lifetime and live after a lie, claiming that, you know, the way they see the world and stuff like that. They didn't see it 2 million years before the God created mankind in Africa. They didn't see anything because they were too ignorant. And you can trace the history and find out what their experiences, why they come to be the buggers and the marauders on the planet. The only one. Them. It's them. And look where they got. And black people still here talking nonsense. Talking about Black Lives Matter. Why do we have to go out there and talk about Black Lives Matter? And you don't have one line of history that would blow them out of your presence. No. History not important to black people. And the white people exploit it and treat you like you're a lower animal, because in the Congo, where this guy got the black people to give him their land and stuff like that. And later on, he's killing the black people, I mean, and maim them, and just like the Inquisition did. You know, Inquisition is the first terrorist that the white people then put out. That is many centuries ago. Okay? That they kill black people, because they find out that using this brutal criminal force, you know, you don't have, if you don't have education, you don't know the history and stuff like that, and higher than them, far above them in energy, will destroy them. They find out that you want gas, then they realize that you are no power to reckon with. Right? I am talking this year. I assure you that you don't have nobody out there, the FBI or the Secret Service, are not going to face me and talk about what I'm saying. They can't. They cannot. They won't. You see? So they can do little side tracking stuff like this, like I am, you know. And I'm telling you, you know how much time I have to click on this to tell it go away? Not going away. Not going away. Because they're going to find some way to stop what I'm doing. That's what they think. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I'm going to go to my next portion to read what I intended to read, and hope that you learn something from what I'm saying, because I'm saying these things, they are foundational. It's not what I believe, because we don't need to believe what's right. You know, that's another problem with our head, believing things and think that's what make it a fact. That's not true. Look at the definitions for the word believe, and you will see that belief function with something, not nothing. When somebody has something, want you to believe in it, and they can't show you the thing and make it seem like, oh, it's a shame that you have to see it to believe it. It's true. You have your eyes to see things and know it. And if you want to believe it, it's up to you, but believing it is not a prerequisite for anything, as long as you acknowledge it for what it is. You don't deny what it is. That's it. But they make believing a context or a wrong denotation of the word. Because confidence, somebody says, yes. But what about the thing in what the person says? Is that what you know? Do you know what the person says to be true? If the person says something that you don't know to be true, and you're going to believe it, you must be careful. There's danger in there. You see, so this is the thing that destroys you. But since I start to read and see how words route logic and establish stable way of thinking, I find these things out. Word science process. You don't believe anything, like they want to think everything, you should believe it. Because, like, belief will take you to the object or the subject. Belief is not taking you anywhere. Belief, when you don't know what the thing is, you can accept the position that it is likely to be true. And you can investigate the fact. But believe is when you have confidence and trust. So how are you going to have confidence and trust into something somebody says, and you don't get anywhere close to knowing? Knowing must come, because knowing is what makes you see. And if you must trust in it, you do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the way it works. And the bondage that keeps us confusion is the wrong notion that we have. So, let's go over somebody was talking here, and mankind as a whole must discern again what from again what from the beginning is actually the divinely established for the creation of man. That's a perfect statement. That is a perfect statement. We must. And if we don't, we're going to continue go wrong. See, because it's easy. Go down that road where you have a little piece of this, a little piece of that, and you don't really know what the whole thing is. All right. Go on now. To my next statement that my visitor wrote here. I'm reading them because I like participating to what visitors come in and say. I like to interact with it. Now, Eddie One says, few today realize all the impact of knowing that purpose in context of that all must prepare for. Right? Few today realize at all the impact knowing that purpose in context of what was of what all must prepare for. All must prepare for. What is the principle of existence? Most all of, my dear sir, my dear caller, these are very sound talk. Don't find no problem at all with them. It's fact. What do you see as the collective purpose of mankind creation? Well, I'm sorry that I am answering this, but since I'm just seeing it, what I think is basically what I am talking about, civilization, because civilization is not what the whole world is. Civilization is a specific people still carry the blood of the gods. There's nothing else. And what were we created for? It wasn't to do anything for anybody, but to serve the gods. And because we have the blood of gods, we have an association, a blood Association. And the time when we served God are long gone. It was before priestry. And after priestry, the gods return from their mission. They left everything there for us. And what do we have? We don't have any duty to work and bring God them anything. They are not here. They were not spirits. They were physical beings. And now we are here to live. They want us to live and have a good time. And to live good, that's the purpose. Live righteous, as we are taught by not just 10 commandments, but by all the commandments. You see? And the way we are to live. Things go bad with us when we are not doing that. And it's the reason why we have so much catastrophe that is destroying us. All right? So your question is, what do you see as the collective purpose of mankind? And as I have said, we are bound by civilization. Like I have just read. We don't have another life to live. Right? And we are doing it for ourselves. We will be dead. We were born and we will be dead and go back to that world that we have never really been. Now, the Savior was never a Greco-Roman polytheist Christo. So it says, the Savior, what Savior is this? Was never a Greco-Roman polytheist Christo. What savior is the Savior? I would like to know that, right? So this is out of clarity for me. I would need clarity to, when you talk about Savior is very important to identify, right? Next one, the promise written in the scriptures. What scripture? It didn't say history, it said scripture, are not found upon man's diverse designs nor interpretation. What scripture is that? I don't know what you call scripture, because if you're talking about the Christian Bible, that is a sodomite book. Adam and Eve in a garden. If that's what you're talking about, no, you're going off track for me here. The purpose of mankind is not defined by men, nor men's world. So the purpose of mankind is not defined by men, nor by men's worldview either. All right, who define it? It's not defined in the Bible, because the Bible don't write anything about civilization, none whatsoever. So you have a different view about world, about the world than I do, because you're talking about scripture, and scripture is not a civilized thing. Mm-mm. Be civilized. And be of, you know, the gods, because we don't have no monotheism God at all. White people, sodomites, they invent a monotheism God that don't exist anywhere in history. All right? So to talk about the purpose of mankind is not defined by man. You're right about that. But what, once you have a Bible defining it, it is by not even good man, it's by sodomite people, that, the white people. That. Black people have nothing to do with what they're writing in the Bible about 10 commandments. Because, who was Moses? Was there a Moses for real? And if a Moses exists, what race? What race was Moses? They say Moses was an Israelite. Was there any Israelite, really? What history tells us about Israelite? Bible is not a book that is certified to tell you about anything that is civilized. Okay? And, you know, when somebody doesn't agree with that, I want to talk about it, you see. I want to talk about it because it is important. Because like you talk about the purpose, and the purpose of mankind is based on the God, the Elohim God that make them. It's not this God in the Bible that they call Abraham's God. Abraham never find no God, and talk about Abraham, the first black man to find a God, and take that fucking nonsense and teach to black people. It is that they believe those things. Until we read properly, we're not going to get it. Now, 47K churches are not a holy covenant, not an agreement with Yah. No one finds Yah. Who is this Yah? Is it the Elohim of prehistory? It is Yah who must reveal himself. What Yah revealing self? You know, all of these things need to be simplified. Because when you're talking about Yah and the history I read before these people come with before Christ, and when they say Christ came, no Christ came. No fulfillment about no Christ or no Messiah. Not even a black one. Not even who you're talking about here. Nobody fulfilled the scriptures of the Old Testament. You know, it is very important to define who this Yah is. It destroys the argument that you're making. Because you're saying things here that somebody cannot rule on. You see, so if you're talking about something that nobody cannot, you know, certify that it is true, then you're wobbling in your argument. You talk about who must define the purpose, mankind, and is who create mankind must define that, and we today, giving account, can define it based on what the gods who create mankind says of mankind. Now, none of present predisposition nor orientation wrought after the variant basis of man is foundation sure, is a foundation sure unto discerning the maker. Yeah, you can, instead of saying all of that, just say what it is. You know, you don't need to suspend what it is by making that statement. Just say what it is.
you see.
Because I think you're moving around the subject matter, who it is, and just talk about who it is. Is the creator of mankind the Bible God? Or it's in history, prehistory. Which one? Do you have any clue? Whatever as to Most High has decreed. Who is the Most High? You see, all this kind of stuff, folks keep on talking. It go loosely. And you think somebody really know when you say the Most High? A lot of things can be Most High. A lot of people out there represent themselves as Most High. Who are you talking about, anyone, that is the Most High? Because if you talk about the Most High and you are going to refer to one of the gods who participate into the human creation, then you don't, if you want to single one of them out, I said the Most High, that's all right. That's all right. But what if you are singling out the Bible, the biblical European Holy Bible, Abraham, monotheism God? What if it's that God you talking about? You'd have just light the fire. Because that's not true. Bible don't have no God whatsoever. Pure faggot stuff them talk in a Bible. And that God can, you know, that God in the Bible tell the white people them to kill the black people them and take away their land and everything like that. So you have to talk more specific, bro, and stay on the historic track. Otherwise, it's not going to be accepted. It won't be accepted with somebody who holds to the prehistory, Sumerian fact. Okay? Because the AD and Adam and Eve is these targets that bring it in. And all of these variants that you would refer to here, are the white people them do it. You see what I mean? And it's time to get rid of that. Yeah. To talk about, do you have any clue whatever as to what the Most High has decreed will end the deceptive confusion? Yeah, but you need to say who's the Most High that scatter the people of the earth against the truth. You know, you're saying some okay things, but you know, once you put unidentified name or title in there, it show off everything, because you know, this confusing world, you have to keep it right on the dot. Since you have not given attention to what I ask, you have decided apparently that my questions to you have no merit in your eyes. And see, this is the way things get funny here. When you don't know something and you assume, you get into trouble for that, because what you say is not true. Number one, I was on another page. This is the page where people who come into the chat room would come, and they would, I was not on this page during the time when you were writing. Right? When I came to the page, I saw someone had written, and I started to read it. So, no. No, you hear me start talking if you're listening to me still. You will find out that I discover your writing after you left. And you know what I said to the first two things that you wrote? I had nothing negative to say. But going on down, I begin to call for specificity. When you talk about the Most High or the Yah and so forth, right? So you see, you conclude because I don't answer. I think that your questions are not, you know, merits in my eye, and that's not you're not correct with that. I have prayed for better for this. I have prayed far better for this world beyond such errant presumptuousness. So you see, that's how, you know, how much clarity we are to have. Because you see, you think because I did not answer, I know what you said and didn't touch it. No, I am not like that, my brother. And I am sorry about that. It happens at times that I don't pay frequent attention to the statue. So if you come in and you have something, you see what I did? I sit down here and I go through what you say. So if what you say is the truth, and you didn't get a response from me, you don't have to be pissed off about that. I draw a conclusion about something that I am not in the know of what you wrote until I come and see it. You see, so what am I supposed to do? Because now you are throwing bullets at me about presumptuousness, and neither do I have any presumptuousness that you are referring to. You just don't know what you're talking about. You're assuming that's what I am thinking, and that's not what I'm thinking at all. So be known to you, you're not on track here at all when it comes to what you're saying about me not responding to what you say. And you're condemning me for thinking like you say I do, and I do not. You know, I wish that I was present when you were talking these stuff, because I would interact with you. I would be reading them and talking to you about them. You see, since you don't come in and we are actually talking verbally together, you're writing. So I would talk, you'd hear me, and you'd know what to write and whether you want to respond to what I say. So I want to thank you for coming in and thank you for the things you say. But earnestly, I did not know that you were writing, and I came here on my own whim because I didn't know. I don't have people coming here frequently and write. Every now and then somebody does. And I love to participate in that, okay? So that's all I have to tell you. And, you know, I apologize for the way you feel about it, because adequate attention, okay? But now I read and I say what I have to say. I hope that you hear me somehow, and that's about it. See you next time. All right. So I'm back again. Now, here is what I have to read. Elohim Kingship Law, Jurisdiction of Earth Civilization. Right? Elohim, that I just read about, came from above and came to earth. The black people, exclusively, the people that they created in their image and for their likeness. So you're not going to like talk about the sodomite God that the white people them write in the Bible as image and likeness for and created in anybody. You don't have no sign at all that what you talk about in the Bible was happen at all on earth. Because remember, belief don't take you to a fact. Think about that. All right. What law defied the Bible? My brother a while ago talked about the Bible, scripture. And I would like to ask him, what law certifies the Bible when you say, if you say Yah, or you talk about the Most High, what law certifies the Bible with the story of Adam and Eve or anything else in a civilized world? What law? One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origin. Where'd that come from? It come from the poopoo old fucking ass white people have. That's where they get it from. They rest heavily on an appeal of the Puritan heritage. That's not true. When they themselves write that they have taken nationhood principles from the African people in Palestine. They say that and bring it to Massachusetts Bay, and that it benefits their society and their state. These people were never civilized at all. Okay, over the past 12,000 years, they gained some civility. And there's still sodomite culture. So let these white sodomites go back where they come from and leave black people alone. That's what they are to do. And I pray to God today, you know, find them anywhere they are. Please. Take them out of here. Take them out of our territories. We don't want them around. You know, and may we be forgiven of helping them when we should not, right? We want to live the life that is given to us. We don't want these faggots to molest us. They want our ass to fuck. And we are not made up to fuck ass. We have a higher intellect than that. Okay? All right. When they are writing, no one writing these things, and they are faggots. And you don't behave like you know that these people are faggots. Black people are behaving like they don't know white people are faggots. Okay? They want to pretend now like they are civilized like us. That's what they're doing. Yeah, so that they can dwindle our lives out. Heavily on an appeal. They rest on an appeal to the Puritans, but they rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage. Imagine them are faggots and they don't have anything, and they're taking everything from black people, and this is the way they are talking to black people. And that's what win black people over. The most, listen, influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. These sodomites, that's what they're about. So it's, you know, this is too confused. It is too confusing that these folks can be so nasty and criminal and gain such an influence over African people. That's something gone wrong. It is an experience. And if you read good, you understand it, but then it's just annoying and it's aggravating and it's unfortunate. American culture wants sodomites. Yes, I got them at air. That's what they are writing, that they going to reform black people into faggots. You don't get it? Get it? Because they are telling about, we have a man named Abraham who first found the father God in the Bible. You think, our father Abraham is the one who know their God. That's how they get a God. And to be saying they have a God today is a lie that they tell about a character, a black character named Abraham. You know, see that? That's where these sodomites come from with it. And there are dummies for 2 million years. And now, do you understand what happened when they learned to read? The first turn, see people begin to destroy the bondage and all the establishment of the human emergence of civilization that they are not a part of. Come on. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstruction, and teaching. See what they're telling you? What they really, really have in their bag, you see, is to drag black people down into the dark of their sodomite pit. Believe. You see the name that they call themselves? Alias. Puritans believe that they were, why didn't they call themselves Indo-European? No, they don't want you to know them. They look for every chance to hide themselves. Like Romans, as written in the Old Testament, the Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God, the Abraham God, rather lie about that they have, that guy, that found. We obviously that tell us about our creation. Why are they writing these old bunch of lies about Abraham God out of the cloud? Why are they writing that? You see how nasty, stinking nasty these sodomites, so-called Puritans, you know they are. That they are going to take every blinking thing that the African people have and say, theirs. You're afraid to tell them the truth. And let them come and say they hold everything on the AD and the dominant. And they are no longer like sodomites anymore. They look like natural people. Imagine that. Read the history and find out, man. No? They believe, too, that they were on a divine mission to America. See? Them tell you them are from America. And they believe, too, that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God to be the new Israel. All these things, my friend, black people don't pay no attention to them. You see? And leave it all into Africa's hand. But boost these white people to destroy us black folk. Right? Us hybrid people. Yes. Africa, leave these fucking ass white people to do that to black people. By first allowing them to overthrow the king in Rome and did nothing about it until this day. Give up. God don't do nothing. They are taking money from these white people too. That's what they said. So black people, unless we are going to develop our faculty, let the guard the gods see us and sense us and help us. We don't have any help. We don't have any help. I stick to the truth and I talk the truth. And who don't like it, don't like it. That's what I'm saying. To see me, to hear me, and to sense me, and to help my life and those who want help. I bring them help. Now, these guys are talking these tongue-twisted nonsense, uncivilized stuff, and black people don't pay any attention. And they are threatening your life and your existence, and you don't do nothing. See what they're talking about here? It's all destruction of the black people, you know, and we let them go free with it. We have the Bible that they wrote and stuff like that. They think we are idiots. So they, what do, must they do besides do what, keep on doing what they're doing? But when the time comes, when they must stop their will, stop their mouth. They believe, too, that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God to be New Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. Dan Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, listen to this, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel, Palestine, to the Massachusetts Bay Company. No need for explanation. Do what they want. Like the fuck ass, they do anything they want. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of New Israel. Yes? You heard it. When I read these things, if, you know, I just, you know, it's out. It's far out of something civilized. Far out of something civilized. And it's only these fucking sodomites who was never civilized but get a little civility and decide, oh, they're going to run the world. They're the ones that write these kind of stuff. And it's too bad when they fool us and we don't understand what they're talking about and they just keep on doing what they want to do. Now, here we go with the next portion. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that give their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America. That's how they mock the black people when they're doing it to you and you don't have no sense to defend yourself. Yes, in America's promised land. That means that they are promised to come to America and take the land because they say God tell them to do it. The fruit of the Puritan theology, listen, was brutal. See what I mean? These white people are not civilized. I told you that. Told you that. This is what they're saying right here. For them, theology brutal. And when I talk about God and God of Abraham, and you think they're talking about real deal. Faggots are not sensible people. Although you see them read and write and do a lot of artisan skills and stuff like that. Why are they talking like this if they had good sense? Why would they do the things they do? black people? Why would white people do those things and make up this phony AD and Adamani law and kill you and use this old bogus fraudulent what they call law and take every dust of what you have away from you, right? And kick you out. You are not even citizen. If they don't want, you know, simply because you don't understand the law that governs your existence. It's been here a long time ago, all right? Why won't they come and, like, tell me? No, they can't. Because they know that they are nailed down, you know, right down to the cap. There's no place for them to go with the truth that comes out now. So they mock us and jeer us. They kill us. The time comes when it's over with. Right? And they're going to find out that they have destroyed the foundation that helps them. They have destroyed that because there's just no way the gods would sit back and assist them with anything they do, like what they claim. It was the blessings of the gods why they were able to build an empire, right? And they know that the gods direct and govern the world. They know that. But now they don't care no more because what? They are fucking us people. Just like people wind up the window and light their cigarettes and smoke on themselves. They don't care. Well, that's how these white people are. They don't care about what they're doing to the black people. If you're out there and you don't understand what I am saying, it's ultimate stuff. What I'm saying is for real that I don't see anybody interested to say these things, which is ultimate stuff that we are to know how to live. And when we accommodate them, who is preventing us from living the way we are supposed to live? Take away our inalienable rights with their fucking constitution. All fucking constitution they have. It's not no law for black people. It's for white people. Get your fucking ass out of our territory wherever you are. The gods, in their own time, will see to it. Whenever they are satisfied that black people have done enough to worship the truth, worship the truth, then I think that they will, you know, make a showing that they are pleased with our repentance. But apart from that, the gods will have to personalize it, you know, who decide to worship the truth, their truth. It is our truth, you see, because I don't want anything else. I'm going to identify with my creator, not Bible. Sodomite God, we don't know nothing about creation or nothing at all. There was no such a God. You see, and like they're lying. This is how you find out that you don't have no God in the Bible. Because the lions say, oh, Abraham find a God, and Abraham is African man. Abraham is a polytheistic man. How is Abraham going to look up and find God in a heaven? And that is the first God where this God say is their God. Why can't we dismiss these people? Just language, with just words. Send them out. That's what must be done. That's what I am doing. And see, nobody's facing me. People run away. Because when it comes down to the clarity of what you're talking about, it's a different story than my friend who come in and talk all of these kind of stuff and then begin to twist up stuff. He should have clarity. Now he's rebuking me because I didn't answer, pay attention to him when he was writing it, but I was not around. I would like to be around because now I see it and read it. Everybody can hear what I say and know that I was not there. I didn't know somebody wrote something. And when I see it, I was happy to say it and participate and interact with it. All right, so this writing now goes on. I will not be afraid to adore the truth, the prehistory truth. If you are into some another truth, it's going to clash, two worlds going to collide, and who's going to get smashed and knocked over the river, the ravine? It's not me, because the truth shields the person who speaks the truth. So it goes on now that these sodomites thought now that they have all the knowledge now and they can handle black people. And they make up their deal with Africa, and this is what they're doing. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Christianity that is a thinking sodomite establishment. Church, okay? That's what it is. Christianity. If you think Christianity worth something, start to read. Start to read real good. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritans massacres of the Pequot Indian. The Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. The Abraham God them talking about, the Father God them talking about, because no Abraham don't find no God nowhere. No Abraham don't have covenant with no sodomite God. No. There are the Elohim gods that deals with Abraham, not no spirit God. Read the prehistory and you will know exactly who Abraham was. And even in a book, the author, Ben Fox, right? In a little paperback book, Whose Land? A Pelican original book, right? And it is saying, whose land? The Palestine land, whose land it is? A History of the People of Palestine by James Watts. My friends, listen. These white people found black people to be idiots. And even though they learn to read, they still don't understand the dynamics of the words that they're using. So this is where the problem is, that black people are desensitized to words in general. You see? And it is amazing that they are able to read and write and do skillful things. But when it comes to the Bible and things that goes against civilization, they don't understand it too well at all. And this is what we're dealing with here. These people can plant church, plant anything, and you don't see anything in America about church. Why? How is the black people full up of the sodomite church, a sodomite church from the very beginning? And they come to America and say, they come here to convert the African people in America. And all I am here and talking, few people come and have something positive to say about what is civilized. Few people. So that shows that all the who believe in Moses and in Abraham's spirit God and all that. I start to read. I find out the structural establishment of civilization, and therefore nobody is going to take me anyplace else because there's no energy that exists in what Sodomite says and all the wealth that they steal and of the military and stuff like that. I know where they get every scrap of what they say they have as well. I know that, and there is nothing they have to say to usurp the truth that they, for 2 million years, were just like lower animals. They didn't have language. They didn't wear clothes except animal skin. They never had anything. The science certified history says, well, it's a textbook now. It's not a church book. You know what I mean? It's a certified book. The world is a textbook, certified, right? And what these white people are writing, they can't certify it. They cannot certify what they write in the Bible. So I get a chance to grow up and read and find out this all alarming nonsense. They write a Bible. The Sodomites write a Bible. Imagine that. And black people believe it to the end. You see, because you don't know the difference between law and uncivilized mockery. That's it. You don't know the difference. I come to read and know the difference. I'm telling you, if you don't want it, well, you're going to live in your and die in your ignorance. I know that for sure. I am not going. I'm going to die too, right? I suppose, but I am not going to die ignorant. No joke about that. You know how many people run away from me because I'm talking civilized? They do that. Now, war. They said they're going to kill you, you know, and slaughter you if you don't accept Christ. That's what they said. That's the law that is under A.D. and Adamani. And, you know, they publicize it from 1220 A.D., where they make tribunal and pass law 3. I mean, white sodomite head men, they do that and send out the Inquisition and the what you call them? The commanders. I don't think I remember that they have the name properly. But the let's see. Okay. Yes, the name of the first terrorist that the white people they sent out against the black people. You think they were a big civilization, a big group of people? No, they were never a civilization anyway. But they were never a big group of people. They were just a little segment of people who fuck ass and, you know, fuck little pussy and bring some Adamite sons and daughters. But they didn't produce a lot. You see, black people, on the contrary, they reproduce and grow up in villages. These folks don't grow up into no village. We don't know because we don't go into the reading, right? So, the Crusades and the Inquisition, you see? And these were murderers, them, and that's the church that you are a part of today, Christianity. And you see what they're talking about, Christianity? Back in those days, they kill you if you don't accept it. The law was all about. And they gave the law to the Inquisition and Crusaders. Work on the black people and do those things for them. And since Africa, was not protecting black people anywhere, say, these white sodomites just do what they want for them. And the only thing that is going to help the African people is for them to live by the laws and orders of the gods. That's it. Period. And these guys, they don't want to hear nothing about gods because they know the gods work with the weather system and the system around us. And don't make the gods get angry with you because that's the end of you. All right? We need to stick to our creator and don't let these targets let us start believing what they want the people on earth to become. Faggot. Honest fucking people on earth. That's what the white people them want. I can prove that problem. You tell them these white people in America now, this and that, they're nice people and stuff like that. They would be nice if they were in Europe. You take it from me. That's the fact. They would be nice if they were in Europe. The reason why they come here is that they're on a mission to take over America from the stupid black people and where they know what to do with their great life. And that is exactly what they set out to do. And the Bible right now and the laws that they have. It's, if you don't know A.D. and Adam, and he's a fucking idiot kind of a system. It's not black people. And, you know, toss them out with the rebuke that the God is ready to execute on them. If you don't do that, you will see what happens. They can't come here and do this kind of stuff with the handiwork of the gods. You don't do that. But they are not afraid to fuck the other guy honest and think it's nice. Civilized people cannot do that. Civilized people don't do that unless something gone wrong with their brain. But the way you are created, there's none of that there. We don't see no sodomy among the gods. I don't read that. Gods and goddesses. And the man who is the king of heaven, he has a wife. And Enki is his son. And he has other, two sons. And I don't know. He probably has daughters too. I don't know. But from the history that we have here, this is what we get. We don't have no sodomite in hybrid. We don't have that. Right? And if we don't stand up and chase these people out in the name of the Elohim gods, we are going to be in bondage underneath them for real. Because just as how Africa doesn't shield us, and all of this time we are under this honest fucking idiot them, uncivilized idiot, playing like they are all civilized folk. And nobody will talk about the history and where they're coming from. I do. And I want everybody to know. They must go back where they come from. And stop thinking about, oh, our place is their place. That is over with right now. It's over with. Right? And just as how they don't care about pussy, they care about faggot, butty hole. Right? We must take that to heart. I know that these folks don't care nothing about my people and their origin. That's right, they write the Bible and disown you and take you all over and it's your inalienable rights they have stolen and you don't care. Look, all of those black people out there working with government and they are applauding democracy. They're still blind. They're blind and they can read more than me. But the truth is the truth. I am reading what these people are like to you, that you know that white people are the people who massacre the African people all over the world. they go to Libya and kill Gaddafi. They go to Iraq and kill Saddam. And all of these places, they kill the African people. And nobody killed because we don't have the authority to protect us at all. Don't you see? Black people don't have authority except white men. It be on a Dominic calendar. And that is what? A whole bunch of government law that they have here. But because they come, I talk about their Romans and their this and their that, nobody pay them no prosecutory attention. They ought to be prosecuted. Because there is law to prosecute them. But black people lost. They lost. They don't have not even a little hut that says it's a courthouse right there. Nothing at all. And these guys, you know, just are saying that it's civilized and test the people and make them their own. And nobody to defend them. I am defending it. I am defending it. That's no joke about that. And all people need to do is to understand it. And that's it. The power will work for them if they follow it. Look, coming down to the end of this now, and it says here what they have done. So when you look at white people in America, you think they're nice. That's what they're nice about. You're keeping them do what they want to do. So if you think white people are nice, or Biden, you think Biden is nice, you're joking too. You don't know what's going on. They are the greatest pretender in the world. Okay? And you won't know when they do you in because you are blind to it. Okay? They need to go back where they come from. That's it. Okay? We don't want them to be fucking ass and curse our land. You know what sodomy is in Genesis 18 and 19, right? Sodomy are not sober, sensible people. They are not civilized. What else must I tell you about these folks I'm reading about and for you to find out and start believing where them tell you? They want you to believe. They don't want you to have no knowledge of anything other God from out of the sky. Can't show you where Adam and Eve were created on the ground anyway. Now, for example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe of May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Imagine, they choose this Abraham God. There was no God for them before. But they talk, since they come to know about our history, they know about Abraham, and they put Abraham to work. And they, you know, just like how they call themselves Jews now, it was black people, Jews before. Them don't care. Just like how they don't care that, you know, fucking ass is all good for them. When them do all these things to the black people, they feel good about it. If black people don't care, why would they care? And worse, where we don't have any government to stand up for us because we don't establish it. It is here to be established. And we are afraid of the white man with them guns. Simply because you cannot articulate why you are authentic and not them. You fail to do that. You can't miss linguistic gun. You will not miss. Nobody stand up in front of you when you speak the truth. Now, listen. These things, you know, it gripe, it sick your stomach to read them and know that it is true you're reading. Black people have suffered and go through all of this. And they are saying it's God in the Bible that you are reading, that God is directed by them. And you can't find out that when I'm talking about monotheism, God that you serve in Christianity is not true. You can't see that. Captain John Mason declared, God loves enemies and his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them a fiery oven. Burn them up. That's what they do to the African people. Isn't it hard to believe? It's hard to believe. but it is true. It's something else I like to read to you about the African origin, its history. Whether you want to believe it, it's not about believing, right? Whether or not you want to accept it as true or not, it's your business. But this is scientific truth about the black people. And if you want to take it by the Holy Ghost and stuff like that, you can go and go do anything you want to do. You know, 50 years of me growing up in church and don't know nothing at all, and now I have the privilege to read and know what I'm reading. I don't have to depend on you to tell me nothing. Now, I only want to know that you cannot refute what I say. You cannot. Because I am coming from where I learned to read as good as I do and to know when words are telling me something. And that's what I go by, my friends, right? So when I tell you this about the ancient human found in Africa, why it is just being found by somebody notable now? Because black people are hiding from the white folks. You see? Because the white people are protecting the things that belongs to black people. They hide it up into their antiquity. They have a department of antiquity in their government where they hide all the invaluable things that pertain to black people. You see, they don't have any association with black people and what they have. But because they intermingle and fuck with our ancestors, they find out that they can do anything with black people. That's what is happening. But the truth is going to wash them out. You see, wash them out completely, because they think that their uncivilized self will be able to carry on life throughout eternity. That's not true. Their ignorance is tearing them to pieces. They just don't realize that. But they don't stand on any authentic ground. All right. So I'm going to read to you the ancient human metropolis found in Africa. They have always been there. People noticed them before, but no one could remember who made them or why. Until just recently, no one even knew how many there were. Now, they are everywhere. Hundreds of thousands of them. And the story they tell is the most story of humanity. But it's one we might not be prepared to hear. Something amazing has been discovered in an area of South Africa about 150 miles inland west of the port of Maputo. It is the remains of a huge metropolis that measures, in conservative estimates, about 1,500 square. It is part of an even larger community that is about 10,000 square miles and appears to have been constructed, are you ready? From 160,000 to 200,000 BCE. the image atop, the image top of faith is a close-up view of just a few hundred meters of the landscape taken from Google Earth. The region is somewhat remote, and the circles have often heard by local farmers who assumed they were made by some indigenous people in the past. But oddly, no one ever bothered to inquire about who could have made them or how old Or how old they were. This changed when researcher and author Michael Tellinger teamed up with Joanne Enney and local fireman, a pilot who had been looking at these ruins from his years flying over the region. Any had the unique advantage to see these strange stone foundations and knew that their significance was not being appreciated. And my friends, this is what I have to offer today and hope that you find substance in something I said. And don't let it be something you're believing. Let it be something that you acknowledge to be what makes sense going on that track. Don't let nobody influence you. Put your own judgment to work. Keep your mind sober and sane, and you'll be all right. Take good care. Have a great day, a great week. And we will hopefully be on another edition. So you take good care. Let's hear this.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I
keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
Thank you. Mm-hmm.